Tape 3, transcript of Ehrlichman, Mollander, and Young.
No useful. It's not a set. I never delved into it. You know, to find out specifics. And as I say, the first time that was Henry, he asked me what I was to be interested in. And I was aghast, you know, that it was this kind of stuff. I thought, you know, there'd be all of me, what went on and everything else, and what he'd seen, whatever.
Do you have some
in
Henry's handwriting?
I don't know, the annotated first draft of things and things of that sort. But he assured me that he got this out of Burnback. Everything that seemed to be consistent was only the portion of things, you know, as I say, and scratch drafts and portions of mem cons.
To your knowledge, has any of the stuff that he's ever brought to here, other than his script, come from briefcases or people's offices or anything of that kind?
No. I mean, I've heard, you know, since this investigation started, that it really penetrated the briefcases. I was very much surprised at that.
Does that jive now with anything that you may have seen that he brought you? That conceivably could have come from a source like that?
Not from Henry's briefcase.
Anybody else?
Maybe some of the things I had complete copies of them. Now, some of these he himself had typed.
Al?
Record for Al. Well, you know, he just may have kept a flimsy copy or something else. But that would have come directly, you know, from busting into somebody's luggage or something. No, I can't think of anything like that.
You may question your mind, though, that he has brought the stuff from time to time that has been obtained from...
surreptitiously and everything else.
Now, does Admiral Moore know that this kind of source has been available to the JCS?
I have shown him, as I say, some of the most significant things left over that he had to know.
Sure. He's aware that the source is irregular.
He knows that Radford picked us up on a trip.
As far as you know, Radford is in possession of recollections of a tremendous amount of top secret material.
That's correct.
Knowing him, knowing his frame of mind and the makeup of his personality, do you have any recommendation as to what the disposition of his case should be?
Well, I don't see where it has any further utility to me, regardless of what the ultimate findings of the whole investigation. I mean, it's a complete loss of confidence, and everybody else in the office says, kind of survived what's going on, due to the fact of all their interrogations and everything else. I couldn't, in good conscience, the conclusions that I've drawn, recommend to go to any kind of a sensible position in the Navy or anything else. Personally, I can't understand people who would, either for money or some other reason, divulge things of this sort. I frankly think the man will be prosecuted if there's a case against.
Are you concerned that he is prosecuted, that he might divulge
secrets
that he knows?
Well, I'm more concerned that if he's not prosecuted, that all the stuff can dribble out now.
I thought.
Is there anything such about that he... Have you ever seen an example of where he could sit down after reading something and almost quoted or come up with I'm just wondering how, you know, whether his mind, when he sits at home at night, he can roll his eyes back and kind of rattle off.
Just a recall.
As a recall.
I'm not saying anything about
that.
But what does concern me is that I've got stuff in my safe, which is 10 times more consequence than anything that's been leaked out in the editor's office right now.
And he's had access to it.
He's had access to let me go back over the Pentagon at night.
Can you give me a rough idea of the kinds of things that you're talking about?
I've got everything about Saul. I've got everything about an operation at the service plant, which is going to be referred to the weather. I don't know what your part is about.
Well, you don't need to say more about that.
So, but that has, you know, lives could be lost if this comes up this week. I've got a full recap of our involvement in Cambodia from day one, which make the Pentagon Papers nailed by comparison. A full recap of almost our complete involvement in Southeast Asia. Or, of course, you name any other sensitive area.
How about secret, any of the secret negotiations or secret channels?
No, I'm nothing for you that. I'm nothing for you that.
Even if he,
except for one piece of paper which came back, when it was written in English.
Did he just tell us produced for you? He advised you of something that you were not privy to, I think.
That's correct.
And,
doing the best my knowledge how to share with the
yeah, he had, so Rasper developed superior knowledge of that by reason of his contact with Henry on the trip. Have you ever had any occasion to instruct Rasper to obtain information for you that you wouldn't ordinarily be on the distribution list for?
On one recent occasion, there's a staff action going on. I know the Negroes are highly interested in it. I talked to Philippines and what their position was going to be. There's either routed info on the staff action group. He indicated the present time. We were just going to play it low. I mean, it was between state and DOD is facing so much here from Greece. And time when I just got diverted on other stuff, I said, Chuck, we've gone over at the IL and find out if the staff had completed action on this thing. I said, I'd be interested in finding out what, if anything, they've recommended to Henry on. He came back about 5 minutes with a copy of Bill's memo to Henry, which essentially was what Bill had told me orally, but I knew that action had been completed. Fine, so I just set aside. Other than that,
the distribution? Papers in the, over in IL, coming out of IL.
Jack Murphy.
Did Jack Murphy do that?
The routine thing that Gene did is, I think, on some of the highly sensitive things.
Gene would act on the more sensitive things.
Yeah.
Because he, for instance, in Monday's article, remember, there were two cables that made that one up. And I called up, you know, to get the copy, but only then it had the stamp on the side. And you go down, you know, and draw the line through. And I was just wondering who actually does draw the lines on it.
Probably people in the cable room there.
Fairly low level.
Very low level.
Simply operating on the basis of area.
Pretty much so.
Not to cut people out of stuff.
Robbie had kind of said that people know his areas of interest, and I just kind of inherited those. And the ground rule is that I get anything up to X bits over there at the NRC side.
Now, when you took over from Robbie, did he say, in effect, about Bradford, this guy's a pretty good bird dog, or
no,
in effect?
He said, occasionally, you're going to get a request from Al to go on a trip or something else, and I found it worthwhile to go ahead and make him available to him. So, you know, if he does a fine job, he's good at his Canadian and everything else, and sometimes he's very helpful to
him. And by that, he implied that you could get some information back.
I didn't press for details.
Sure.
But
you understood that pretty manly.
Yeah, well, I figured, keep his ears open, his eyes open, being a fairly bright young guy and everything else. He'd obviously be exposed to things which would be ridiculous.
Right. You have anything else,
Dave?
No, I'm just wondering whether anyone else might be aware of Bradford operating sort of this way. To some degree, you know, from what you say, Bob, it seems like it's a rather irregular thing. I've tried to put in my own mind after listening and talking with him and the polygraph operators and et cetera, when he broke down that night and called you up and initiated this particular part of it. You know, what sort of quantity of flow he's talking about. And the foggiest idea was he's talking about one paper every 2 months when he goes on a trip, or whether he was able to get things kind of at will. Did he make a practice so that we could say, you know, every day or two he might drop by to pick this up, or is he exaggerating, or is he?
Well, he made a two trips. I'd say on about four occasions he's played messenger, bringing stuff back here for INL, and he's showing me folders and so on. They're going back to Kyle.
What are those initials stand for? Information in the region. INL.
It's the correspondence kind of right across the hall from my office over in the UK. Dick Kennedy makes available to me the books which prepare for the various meetings over here and everything else, so I can go ahead and make sure the chairman's prepared to talk at the various meetings and what have you. This is a particularly complex subject we're talking about, George. I will have Chuck Xerox a copy of the staff comments and Henry's topic. So we can go ahead and generate the answers to the questions which have been posed to the chairman. This is a quick one. Whenever we have a meeting, it will.
Back and bootleg a copy.
You can only ask Al. I've never discussed it with him. Obviously, to take a man along on a trip like Al makes over on the boondocks is a lot easier than Radford does. A lot of other chores and everything else with him are very helpful on a trip that one of the girls couldn't do. Were I in the same case and having borrowed a yeoman, I think I would have concluded that most of the things the yeoman had been exposed to were indirectly exposed to that it only worked for. But that's something you have to talk to Al about. I don't know. I've never discussed any of these things with Al or anything else.
Well, you've been very fair with us. I appreciate it.
Well, I've agonized a whole lot over this thing. I agonized mostly last Tuesday, so I first saw this whole thing laid out. It's very personally embarrassing to me. I think it can be potentially embarrassing to have a war for my world.
Well, it's simply a question of what the facts are at this point.
But there was no choice in the matter.
I've got to be
too much help with the state.
In anticipation. Statement.
It's largely based on the testimony of the yeoman, but I wonder if you look at that and tell me whether that's a correct statement of fact.
White House political dealings. I can't can't think of anything that would. Well, maybe you don't understand what you mean about political dealings.
Well, that's taken out of the. Because he has, and this covers not only your period of time, but Cap Robinson's as well. And that at some point in time, and not fixed by the testimony, apparently, some of the material which he produced involved non-factual data relating to political decisions or political discussions or inner White House meetings or conversations, and the kind of thing that typically could be involved would be Henry's notes of a meeting with the president, where the president was noted in the notes as saying Israel should not have jets, that kind of thing. Now that's a guess or a hypothetical on my part.
No, I don't know, to my personal knowledge, about any of those kinds of things. I know the interplay between Secretary Laird and Henry, and the president, and the chairman, and everything else. I've been deeply involved in, and anything we find out about this, why, of course, he's interested to have him work. But that has been the extent of it. I mean, any other, what I would have termed,
now, how would that
literally
be
political.
Would that be evidenced by memos between, say, Hagen, Kissinger, or Kissinger, the president, or...
Well, my conversations with Al and...
No, but I'm talking about
now... My point is, though, that I relate these things oftentimes.
Fellow, the things that this fellow produced out of those INL files or otherwise...
And I recollect there has never been anything of that sort.
Or from trips.
But what I was going to say, though, is that oftentimes based on my discussions and sense of things, if I can't get to see the chairman to make an oral report, I will dictate something. Little memo with information and so on.
Which then rather
he types for
type. Yeah.
And
now I'm directing your attention specifically to documents that he might have appropriated from some sort outside of your office and brought to you.
None to my recollection are in that particular area. Memcons are private top-level meetings, yes, and it says the internal White House political dealings, that I'm not aware of. Secret negotiations with foreign governments, some of those things. Contingency plans, I'm not aware of any that he has brought to me. I mean, Al Haig has put me in on what we've been thinking about, because that's the most recent thing, and you give me a copy of it.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,